English exam, section 1, listening.
Posloucháte testovací nahrávku pro ověření hlasitosti. Pokud neslyšíte nahrávku dostatečně nahlas, oznamte to administrátorovi zkoušky po zaznění signálu.
Počúvate testovací nahrávku pro ověření hlasitosti. Pokud nepočujete nahrávku dostatečně nahlas, oznámte to administrátorovi zkoušky po zaznění signálu.
Part 1. You will hear a text which is followed by several tasks. You will be given time to look through the relevant tasks before you listen. You will hear the recording twice. Solve the tasks based solely on the information in the recording. You now have 1 minute to look at tasks 1 to 6. There's a room in Minnesota that no one has been able to stay in for longer than 45 minutes. It's so silent inside that the sound level is actually measured in negative units. But why is it that nobody has managed to withstand the silence for even 1 hour? When it's quiet, ears will adapt. The quieter the room, the more things you hear. You'll hear your heart beating. Sometimes you can hear your lungs. Hear your stomach gurgling loudly, founder and president Stephen Orfield told Mail Online. He explained that this experience is so disconcerting for people that they're forced to sit down. We don't consciously realize it, but we rely on hearing a lot for balance and maneuvering around a space. When that is taken away, it's very disorientating. It's a similar story with eyesight. Try standing on one leg with your eyes closed. It's so much more difficult to balance because the vestibular system relies heavily on visual cues to keep us upright. But you don't have to pay to get locked in a fancy chamber to experience sensory deprivation. Loss of one or more of our senses can happen as a result of illness or just during the aging process. So how does the body cope when one of its windows on the world is closed? The brains of people who develop hearing loss later in life must undergo some changes to compensate for this new lack of sensory information, as neuropsychologist Kate Slade explained recently. It's a similar situation with sight loss and with the loss of sense of taste and smell. The human brain, however, is really good at filling in the blanks. Our perception relies a lot on what we expect to find in various situations. For example, each one of us has a blind spot in our visual field, but you'd never know it because the brain fills in that gap for us based on the rest of the visual information it's receiving. But when the gap to be filled gets bigger, the brain has to work harder. The most widely accepted explanation for this ability of the brain relies on the idea of the brain rewiring itself, widely accepted. Yes, but not without controversy. Cortical reorganization, to give the theory its proper name, is the principle of brain tissues taking on a new role when their previous function is no longer needed. It's the same idea that underpins the oft-repeated belief that visually impaired people have more acute hearing than sighted people. However, this extra effort required by the brain to compensate for sensory loss may produce changes in the brain that lead to increased risk of dementia. There's a room in Minnesota that no one has been able to stay in for longer than 45 minutes. It's so silent inside that the sound level is actually measured in negative units. But why is it that nobody has managed to withstand the silence for even 1 hour? When it's quiet, ears will adapt. The quieter the room, the more things you hear. You'll hear your heart beating. Sometimes you can hear your lungs, hear your stomach gurgling loudly. Founder and president Stephen Orfield told Mail Online. He explained that this experience is so disconcerting for people that they're forced to sit down. We don't consciously realize it, but we rely on hearing a lot for balance and maneuvering around a space. When that is taken away, it's very disorientating. It's a similar story with eyesight. Try standing on one leg with your eyes closed. It's so much more difficult to balance because the vestibular system relies heavily on visual cues to keep us upright. But you don't have to pay to get locked in a fancy chamber to experience sensory deprivation. Loss of one or more of our senses can happen as a result of illness or just during the aging process. So how does the body cope when one of its windows on the world is closed? The brains of people who develop hearing loss later in life must undergo some changes to compensate for this new lack of sensory information, as neuropsychologist Kate Slade explained recently. It's a similar situation with sight loss and with the loss of sense of taste and smell. The human brain, however, is really good at filling in the blanks. Our perception relies a lot on what we expect to find in various situations. For example, each one of us has a blind spot in our visual field, but you'd never know it because the brain fills in that gap for us based on the rest of the visual information it's receiving. But when the gap to be filled gets bigger, the brain has to work harder. The most widely accepted explanation for this ability of the brain relies on the idea of the brain rewiring itself, widely accepted. Yes, but not without controversy. Cortical reorganization, to give the theory its proper name, is the principle of brain tissues taking on a new role when their previous function is no longer needed. It's the same idea that underpins the oft-repeated belief that visually impaired people have more acute hearing than sighted people. However, this extra effort required by the brain to compensate for sensory loss may produce changes in the brain that lead to increased risk of dementia. You now have 1 minute to solve tasks 1 to 6. Part 2. You will hear a series of short, unrelated extracts. There is one task for each extract. You'll be given time to read the relevant task before you listen. You will hear each extract twice. solve the tasks based solely on the information in the recording. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 7. A verdict has been reached in the ongoing case of Colorado man Wayne Watson, who sued the manufacturer and retailers of microwave buttered popcorn, claiming that the popcorn caused him to develop the so-called popcorn lung, after he had been eating 2 bags daily for 10 years. Popcorn lung refers to a potentially fatal respiratory disease that mostly develops in workers at flavoring plants who inhale diacetyl, the chemical that provides the butter flavoring and smell. A verdict has been reached in the ongoing case of Colorado man Wayne Watson, who sued the manufacturer and retailers of microwave buttered popcorn, claiming that the popcorn caused him to develop the so-called popcorn lung, after he had been eating 2 bags daily for 10 years. Popcorn lung refers to a potentially fatal respiratory disease that mostly develops in workers at flavoring plants who inhale diacetyl, the chemical that provides the butter flavoring and smell. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 8. Youth culture has been associated with liberal thinking, but the idea that the young are a homogeneous group of lefty radicals has been challenged in a new study from King's College London that suggests there is an emerging gender divide between young men and women. Here are some of the key figures from the study. 68% of young women think it's harder to be a woman compared to 35% of men. 37% of young men think the phrase toxic masculinity is unhelpful, roughly double the number of young women. On the topic of feminism, 16% of young men felt it had done more harm than good compared to 13% of men over 60. Youth culture has been associated with liberal thinking, but the idea that the young are a homogeneous group of lefty radicals has been challenged in a new study from King's College London that suggests there is an emerging gender divide between young men and women. Here are some of the key figures from the study. 68% of young women think it's harder to be a woman compared to 35% of men. 37% of young men think the phrase toxic masculinity is unhelpful, roughly double the number of young women. On the topic of feminism, 16% of young men felt it had done more harm than good compared to 13% of men over 60. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 9. Despite being dead for over a year, famous author Agatha Christie helped save a baby's life in 1977. Her novel, The Pale Horse, described thallium poisoning so well that a nurse who'd been reading it was able to diagnose a sick infant when the doctors were stumped. The baby was immediately tested for thallium. The test showed traces of this dangerous poison, so the doctors changed treatments and the baby's life was saved. Despite being dead for over a year, famous author Agatha Christie helped save a baby's life in 1977. Her novel, The Pale Horse, described thallium poisoning so well that a nurse who'd been reading it was able to diagnose a sick infant when the doctors were stumped. The baby was immediately tested for thallium. The test showed traces of this dangerous poison, so the doctors changed treatments and the baby's life was saved. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 10. Unfortunately, renewables are unpredictable. Sometimes the wind blows and sometimes it doesn't. For an electricity system operator who needs to meet demand 24/7, this is problematic. Now, fossil fuel plants are the opposite. You can burn a specific amount of coal to deliver a specific amount of electricity. But here's where AI can come in. AI can ingest vast amounts of historical data and help us predict future events. While we can't eliminate the variability of wind, we can better predict its availability. Unfortunately, renewables are unpredictable. Sometimes the wind blows and sometimes it doesn't. For an electricity system operator who needs to meet demand 24/7, this is problematic. Now, fossil fuel plants are the opposite. You can burn a specific amount of coal to deliver a specific amount of electricity. But here's where AI can come in. AI can ingest vast amounts of historical data and help us predict future events. While we can't eliminate the variability of wind, we can better predict its availability. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 11. The zoo does its best to make captivity as stimulating as possible for both humans and animals. For visitors, there's changing humidity and a soundtrack of screeches, howls, and scuffling noises. The creatures, meanwhile, get environmental enrichment. This can be very simple, such as rearranging the branches in the forest areas, or a bit more complex. For example, for dinner, the lemurs get bamboo filled with insects, and meals for the sandcats usually involve some kind of test, such as a ball of food hidden under rocks or hanging from an elasticated rope. The zoo does its best to make captivity as stimulating as possible for both humans and animals. For visitors, there's changing humidity and a soundtrack of screeches, howls, and scuffling noises. The creatures, meanwhile, get environmental enrichment. This can be very simple, such as rearranging the branches in the forest areas, or a bit more complex. For example, for dinner, the lemurs get bamboo filled with insects, and meals for the sandcats usually involve some kind of test, such as a ball of food hidden under rocks or hanging from an elasticated rope. You now have 20 seconds to look at task 12. The story of Ode, a rare substance with incomparable aroma, begins when an agarwood tree comes under attack. A frequent invader is an ambrosia beetle that bores its way through the protective bark. It carries a symbiotic fungus that attacks the wood of the tree, sapping nutrients that are consumed by the beetle and its offspring. To fight off the infection, the tree produces a thick resin that repels the fungus, and its wood turns from pale and colourless to dark, sticky, and fragrant. Only from this infected agarwood tree can Ode be extracted. The story of Ode, a rare substance with incomparable aroma, begins when an agarwood tree comes under attack. A frequent invader is an ambrosia beetle that bores its way through the protective bark. It carries a symbiotic fungus that attacks the wood of the tree, sapping nutrients that are consumed by the beetle and its offspring. To fight off the infection, the tree produces a thick resin that repels the fungus, and its wood turns from pale and colourless to dark, sticky, and fragrant. Only from this infected agarwood tree can Ode be extracted.
End of the listening section.